you from several passages. First of all, coming from Hebrews 13, the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6. And we'll find in Paul's writing to the Hebrews these words: "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." St. John 1 and 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Lastly, Job, the second chapter, verses 4 through 7. "And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all a man have will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life." So when Satan from the presence of the Lord, went from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. Based on those verses, we'd like to use a thought, a subject this morning. He's been there all the time. He's been there all the time. Emmanuel. God truly, truly is with us this morning. Not only is he with us this morning, but no matter where we live, he was there last night. No matter where we traveled to on yesterday, he was right there. That's why he came, he said, for the Lord will be with you. The good thing is you ought to know him well enough to know that you can see him in the trees, in the flowers. You can feel him in the wind. You can look at the beautiful sky and know that God is right there. Not only in the times of our sickness, our suffering, or our trouble and trials, God is there in the good times. And so, you know, we thank God. We thank God because we shouldn't be so focused on just recognizing who he is and why we serve him at this particular time of the year, but all year long. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So all year long, he is God. All year long is, you know, we realize that he is such a God that even though we celebrate our day on that one day every day, is a day of thanksgiving when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm so grateful to God. I'm grateful that God has blessed us. I'm grateful that God is with us and he loves us. And you know, when you know that you know that you know that God loves you and that he's a merciful God and he's a forgiving God, you can't help but when you hear the words of the song, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. We worship you because of who you are. We thank you because of all that you do. We adore you because you are the greatest of all. And you are the high priest. You are the one that we can call on any time or the day or night. And I'm just glad to be able to call him and know that he hears. And not only does he hear, but God does answer. And so we are thankful that God is a God that has been there all the time. We're going to move right along this morning because I trust and believe that as soon as not too long after benediction, I'm going to lay down and get me a good nap before 5 o'clock. I might even skip the meal today. Need to anyway. I can always count on him. This has been a great week. This has been a great week because we have been eating all week long. All week long. You know, everywhere you go, every time you sit down and dine, you always got a plate watcher. Looking across the table last night to see what I got on. He wasn't even at my table. But we're here this morning again by the grace and the mercy of a loving God that has blessed us all to see another Lord's Day. And we come into this house of worship to give our God praise. We come to tell God thank you for his goodness. And we worship him for who he is and for all that he has done. And I'm so glad that I can boldly say that he is a mighty God. And he blesses us despite ourselves. There are those of us that love to make somebody think that we are all of that. But if the truth be told, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I had a man to tell me the other week that he was dealing with an individual that had made some time in prison. And he shared with him, the only difference between you and myself is that you got caught and I didn't. Now, there's some of us in here that have done some things that if the truth be told, we might be locked up somewhere, but we didn't get caught. And so isn't it good to know that God always gives you a way to escape? Isn't it good to know that God has his grace and mercy and he shines on us in a way that we're not so lucky, we're just blessed to be a product of who God really is. It is so easy for us to say this morning that the Lord has brought us a mighty long way. We've heard over the years the statement, look where he brought me from. Then we conclude that with, he brought me out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And I know this morning that I'm talking to some people that know that the Lord has been good to us. I'm talking to people of in the faith community that used to love to say without reservation that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We have witnesses of that fact in here today. And I have realized that there's nobody like God. Nobody can do you like the Lord Jesus the Christ. And we've had a very busy week this week, and for the last 2 days it's been busier than usual. But God has shown me again that if I would go and open up my mouth, that he would speak through me. I had a wonderful time with the seasoned saints on Friday evening at 5:00. You know, it's good to be in the midst of some folk that know God. Yeah, they know God so good that it didn't take me but 10 minutes to preach that quick little message and sit on down, and we had a good time in the Lord. God bless me, and so I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that God is such a God that he shows you that if you just do what I tell you to do, if you just go where I send you to go, that I'll be there with you. And so I'm glad about that this morning. I'm glad that we, as we shared last night with the ministers' conference, his glory was filled in the YMCA in a way that it was turned from the YMCA to a tabernacle of God. And I'm so glad that I'm able to say that God has blessed us in such a way that, you know, the Spirit of God was all over the place last night. I felt sorry for those that have already left because they missed the best part. Now, they ate some good food, but they missed the best part. Because sometimes you gotta tarry. Sometimes you got to linger just long enough to get what God has put there for you. And we got to learn how to not be in a hurry all the time because God has something just for you. And you don't never know where it's going to come from. It's not always going to come in the message. Sometimes you may have already gotten yours through the song. You may have gotten yours during the devotional service because of the testimonies of the saints of God and because of your own personal testimony, knowing what the Lord God has done for you. Isn't it amazing how when you hear what God has done for somebody else, it lifts you up to the point to where you appreciate who God is? You don't have to go through what your brother has gone through to realize that the same thing he did for your brother, he'll do that for you. Sometimes life is a struggle, but I'm here to tell somebody this morning, don't worry about the fact that it gets hard. Don't worry about the fact that the enemy keep on pulling you down and keep on putting stumbling blocks in your way. If somewhere in your mind or in your heart, you got your mind made up that I want to do a little bit better, God's going to help you to do better. God is just that kind of God. He knows the condition. He knows the thing that you are confronted with. He knows those things that the enemy uses as tactics to keep you away from being what God really wants you to be. So again, we God has assembled us as believers for the sole purpose of lifting up and exalting the name of Jesus. I'm here this morning to share a message from God with you. This message is a reminder that God is still with us. No matter who we are, what we go through, God is right there. God sees us when we are right. God sees us when we are wrong. He is available when we are tested and when we are tried. And if we realize that he will keep us saved and to save us when we are not saved. Don't you know God was blessing you even when you didn't realize it? You know, that's where his mercy come in at. When we realize that I don't deserve all that you do, but God just steps in and does things for you anyhow. Then when I think of the grace of God, that unmerited favor that God just blesses us despite ourselves, I'm so glad that God don't hold everything that we've done against us. I'm so glad that when I asked the Lord for forgiveness, that they told me that he can throw it off into the sea of forgiveness and everything is going to be all right. Don't you allow yourself or your enemy or nobody to hold you to your yesterday. Your yesterday is just what it is. That was yesterday, but look where God has brought you to today. And even though you're not where you was on yesterday, and you might not, and we're not perfect today, but look where God has brought us from. Am I talking to anybody in here? Am I talking to anybody that know that God has made a way out of no way in your life? God is the one. God is the one that David tells in the 121st Psalm that he would not slumber, suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. See, I don't care what the devil throw at you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He shall preserve thy soul. He's there in our uprising. He's there in our down city. He's there when folk like us. He's there when don't nobody seem like they care anything about you. But I'm here to let somebody know God does care. I'm so glad to be a product of God and to find out that God loves you enough that he'll just let you run into somebody. Somebody just glad to see. I was in the bank the other day and I saw a young lady that I knew, and I stepped over to the next teller and she was getting ready to get some money out. I said, "Get me some of that money too." She looked up and then I was almost scared that I even talked to her. She got to talking so loud, everybody in the bank heard everything she had to say to me. And all of a sudden, she went off into a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Gave me a big hug. She said, "I don't know whether to call you a bishop or who to call you." I said, "John Willie is all right." She said, oh, no, I ain't going to even call you that." So she got to talking to me so much. I said, "Sweetie, go ahead. They got some people in line." See, I don't care if they got nobody in line or not. Don't you go nowhere, because I'm going to give you something. See, I ain't going to give you no tenth, but I'm going to give you something. It's good to be loved. And don't you know that she's not a church girl. But there's some folk out there in the street that love you just as much or more than the so-called church folk. That there's some folk out there that don't go nowhere saying hallelujah, but they know something about who God is. That there's somebody that wants you to know, I just love you because you're you. Said, well, I was going to leave them clothes in the cleaners, but now she gave me this, I guess I'll go get them out. You don't never know where your blessing going to come from. When somebody bless you, use it as a blessing. Don't abuse it. God always has his watchful eye on us. In all time, we ought to be rest assured that you are never alone. I don't care if you live all by yourself. Might seem like you're in the house by yourself, but if you know the God that I'm talking about, you know that you're not in that house all by yourself. You can start thinking about just how good God is, and all of a sudden, something to start happening on the inside. Preacher not there, the deacon not there, the organist is not there, but something down on the inside to make you start feeling all good, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you start giving God praise right there in the house. If you ever been down and out, there's a time when just because you were able to get up out of your bed on your own accord and walk into there and get your own cup of coffee and fry your own egg and eat a piece of bread, you can't help but tell God thank you. It's good sometimes when it seems like the cupboard is almost bare, but you can open up the refrigerator and there's something in there that you can get rid of hunger. Don't tell me God won't take care of you this morning. Don't tell me God don't know when you need a helping hand. Don't tell me God don't know how to step into your situation when the enemy began to make you feel like you're pressed down and don't nobody care. You can look up to the hills and know that God is right there by your side. Can't nobody tell you what God cannot do, because if you've ever experienced God in your life and you're able to say, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. In your times of despair and suffering, in your times of joy and happiness, know that God is right there. When the enemy launches his attack on you and begin to make you doubt yourself, don't you let that enemy fool you. You might not be where you want to be, but if you got your mind made up, God gonna pull you through whatever it is that you're going through. Don't worry about it if you obey God a promise and say, Lord, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going to do better. And you found out that you tripped along the way. The same God that helped you get up the last time, he'll help you get up again. Am I talking to anybody in here? We hadn't always been super saved. Yeah, sometimes it's some bounce back stuff. Come back to your senses. Realize that it's not all about you anyway. See, I can't help but give my God some praise because I feel good down in my sanctified soul. One thing about when you start serving God, brother, you may feel tired in your body, but God got a spirit down on the inside. That he'll renew your strength. He'll build your right back up. He'll let you know that everything is going to be all right. Let me go on and get through here. As we think about the birth of Christ and the love that came in the flesh and dwelt among all mankind, he was there when the Father created the heavens and the earth. He just didn't come in the New Testament. He was already there. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So that lets me know that not only was God the Father there, but God the Son was there. And even the Holy Spirit was already right there. So don't get it twisted just because you get caught up in the day of Pentecost. See, we learn a little bit and we think we got it all, but you got to go back to the history to know that God was always right there. The God that I'm talking about that lets us know that God said, let it be, and everything came into existence. What a mighty God we serve. A God that can open up his mouth and call it into existence. That same God that gives us our supporting text this morning. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. So in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, that same God in the beginning came to us in the New Testament as the Word of God in the form of flesh to dwell among men. The eternal Word incarnate in the Son of God. We talk about his birth a little bit more on next week. But today, know and understand that he's been there all the time. The time you was in your mama's womb until the time right now. God was right there. God was there before you was even thought about. There are some folk in here that got to realize that you're not a mistake. God knew that you were going to be born. God knew that you were going to be hard-headed. God knew that you were going to be a child that somehow or another you were going to try to find your way back to him. He is the supplier of all of our needs. One thing I love about God, there is no shortage of his resources. Whatever God needs you to have, don't you know you'll have it this morning? No matter what you have or don't have, learn to be thankful and content for what you already got. That's some of our problem. God done blessed us with too much. So we don't know how to appreciate nothing anymore. I say that one to next week. That little point right there, I say that one. Paul tells us in our text this morning, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I'm not going to leave you when trouble comes. Because when trouble comes, I'm going to hide you in my mighty pavilion. I'm not going to forsake you like those that say that I got your back, and when you need them, you can't find them nowhere. He's still right there. God that I serve is there when you got a lot. He's there when you got a little bit. He's there when you don't have nothing. Not going to leave you. Not going to forsake you. And then the Bible declares, so that we may boldly say with conviction, with the assurance that I know what I'm talking about, that the Lord is my helper. And I'm not going to worry about what man shall do unto me. You can call somebody anything that you want them to, you want to call them, but that don't make them be that. You don't know what nobody's going through. You don't know how many times folk that want to do right can't help but when the enemy begin to cloud your vision. See, the enemy is a dirty fighter. The enemy will put something right there at your disposal, at your reach. So that whereas you might not be as bad as you are, if the enemy didn't have them helpers. That there's some folk helping you to go to hell. Some things you got to learn how to let go of. Some folk you got to learn how to let go of. Everybody smile in your face don't mean you good. Everybody pat you on the back don't mean that they like you. They just want to pacify you for a little while. But God is still right there. Instead of taking comfort and worrying about possessions and what you have or don't have, take comfort in the presence and the provisions that come from God. He never leaves us or fails us when we need him the most. I used to love to sing that song, when I need him the most, the Lord will step right in. He is our protector. He is our strength. And he knows that even when the enemy attacks us, he is still right there. Some things God allows just for you to be able to see the manifestation of his power and his strength. If you didn't know what it was to have a bad day, how would you understand having a good day? Now I'm going to bring this to a close here in a minute. But I just want to bring you to the thought of a man by the name of Job. The Bible said that Job was a man from the land of Uz, a man that was perfect and upright, a man that feared God and eschewed evil, a man that had his mind made up that I'm going to serve the Lord until I die. But the Bible declared that there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Don't you know, I don't care what kind of gathering you get in. Sometimes Satan always will slip right in somewhere or another. You ever seen how 1 minute everything going fine? Then you see the results of Satan being in the midst. There's sometimes you know, because when you got the discernment of spirit, you can feel the devil when he come in the room. Sometimes you got to sort of stray away and think in your mind, you know, I don't want to be bothered with you today, devil. Get your lying tongue out of here. Get your gossiping tongue out of here. Sometimes, Bible said, the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? In other words, where you come from, Satan? And Satan answered the Lord and said, I've just been going to and fro. I've been walking up the earth and walking and up and down in it. Lord said, now, Satan, I want to know, have you considered my servant Job? Now, I just said that Job feared God. A man that's upright, a man that is full of integrity. But you know, I believe that God sort of put Job out there because he knew what Job was made of. See, you got to understand, sometimes when you're going through because God knows that you're able to handle it and make it. Even though you may get a few bumps and bruises along the way, he knows that at the end of the day, you're going to come out and you're going to be able to say, I'm still standing. Anybody in here ever had to wrestle with the enemy, but you're able to say, I'm still standing. I've been knocked down. I've been criticized. I've been persecuted. And I've been called everything but a child of God, but I'm still standing. Satan, being, you know, kind of smart but dumb, asked the Lord and said, did Job fear God for naught? In other words, there's a reason why Job fear you. One thing is that I recognize that you have put a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he have on every side. You have blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Job got everything a man could ask for, so why wouldn't Job love you? Then Satan comes with the trick. Put forth thy hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and he went out to attack the character, the person of Job. Now, when you declare that you love God, trying to help somebody in here. That's when the enemy is going to launch his attack on you. He knows that you're fresh. He knows that you don't have enough built up in you to be able to withstand, or he thinks that you don't. You ever been one of those that say, I'm doing the best that I know how to do, and all of a sudden your good day turned into a bad day? Satan launches his first attack. Bible said there was a day when the sons and daughters, so Job's sons and daughters were eating, and they were drinking wine in the elder brother's house. Came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and your donkeys were feeding beside them, but the Sabaeans fell upon them, took everything that they had. And the servants are by the edge of the sword, and I'm the only one that got away to come and tell you that. While he was yet speaking, all in the same day, came another one and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven. Burn up the sheep and burn up the servants and consume all of them. And I'm the only one left to come and tell you the news. While he was yet speaking, another one came and said, the Chaldeans made up their three bands and fell upon the camels and carried all your camels away and slain all the servants that were taking care of the camels with the edge of the sword. And didn't nobody get away but me. No, that one that go run and tell it, that was a blessed one. Out of all the commotion, all that was going on, somebody got a way to tell the story. Somebody in here got a way to tell the story. Somebody got a way in here to let the devil know that you thought you had me. You had me bound down in alcohol. You had me bound down in drugs. You took my mama. You took my daddy. You took everything that was dear to me. But I'm here to tell you everything gonna still be all right. While he was yet speaking, another one came. Said, our sons and our daughters, as they were eating and they were drinking in your elder brother's house, and there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and the house fell down on the young men, and all your sons dead, all your daughters, they dead and gone. But I got out the house, and I just come to tell you. Bible class. After hearing all of that devastating news, Job got up, rent his mantle. Job shaved all the hair off his head. Job fell down to the ground, and the same God that gave him the oxen, the same God that gave him the children, the same God that gave him all of his camel, he worshiped that God. Job realized, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. I didn't come with nothing, and when I go back, I'm not going to have nothing, but I'm going to still love my God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bible declares that in all of this, Job sinned not. Neither did Job charge God. You know how sometimes when you have a little bit of trouble and the enemy began to mess with your mind, the enemy began to make you think that God don't hear your prayer. The enemy began to make you believe that God got something against you. That seemed like it was not one thing, it's always something else. Well, I just stopped by this morning to let you know that he's been there all of the time. After Job had that real bad day, the Bible declared there was another day that the Lord and Satan got together. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Satan is doing the same thing then that he's doing right now. He said, I'm going to and fro, looking upon the earth and walking up and down in it. I'm looking for somebody that I can destroy. I'm looking for somebody that I can take the joy away. I'm looking for somebody that would throw their hands up in the air in despair. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that God will be right there by your side. For the Lord God said, have you considered my servant Job? I realized Job then lost everything that he had. Everything that was dear to Job, he don't have it anymore. But I realize that Job is still a man of integrity. Job is still an upright man. Job is still a man that feareth God and escheweth evil. And although thou might move against this man called Job, you might destroy him without any cause. But Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man have will he give for his life. But I stopped by to tell somebody that he began to tell him, if you put thine hand on Job, you see, you took everything that he had, but you didn't put your hands on him. And I just stopped by to let you know that it does not matter when you have your trials or your tribulations. It don't matter this moment. Even though you might be sick in your body, you may have pains all down on the back of your back, you may have pains running down your leg, but I just stopped by to let you know, don't let the enemy fool you this morning. Your mind might be crowded, but I want to let you know that God is still right there. He began to let him know that if you put your hands on Job, if you take everything Job has got, but I want to let you know, if you attack Job's body, I believe that Job will curse you to your face. But the Lord God said, I'm going to allow you to put your hands on Job. But the only thing I want to let you know, you cannot take Job's life. You see, God gave life, and only God can take that life back. So I'm so glad this morning that when Satan found out that he put his hands on Job, the Bible declares he put sore boils all on Job's body. Job began to suffer and go through a whole lot of trouble. He was suffering all down in his body. His friend began to talk about him. Say, oh, Job, he's supposed to be an upright man. I thought Job was a Christian. I thought Job was a church member. I thought Job had it going on. But look at Job now, sitting there in the rock, sitting down in the ashes, got sore boils all over his body. I want to let you know that it does not matter who try to get you to convince you that God is not with you. For the Bible declares that Job's wife came unto him, and he said, don't you know, Job, you ought to open up your eyes. Don't you see that the Lord God had done something unto you? Are you still going to serve the Lord? Where is your integrity? He said, you ought to curse your God and die. You ought to stop going through all of this suffering. But I'm so glad to know this morning that Job looked right there at his wife. Said, woman, you talk as a foolish woman. I'm a man of the cloth. I'm a man that loves my God. I'm a man that been up and I've been down. I had a whole lot and now I don't have very much. But I want to tell you one thing. He's been there all the time. He was there when I got what I got. He was there when I lost what I got. He'll be there when all of your friends turn their back on you. I stopped by to tell somebody that if you love God with all of your heart, you better tell the devil, get thee behind me. I'm going to serve the Lord while I have a chance, because I know who my God is this morning. God may attack your body with sickness, but if you look up to the hills and know that all of your help come from the Lord, God will renew your strength. He'll give you your spunk back. He'll make everything be all right. And I'm so glad that I serve a mighty God. For if you go over to the last chapter, everything that Job lost, God gave it back double fold. So when you lose something in the power of God, don't worry about what you don't have. Don't covet what nobody else got, but be grateful for what you got. Know that God gave you what you got, and no weapon formed against you will prosper. What God got for me, it is for me. The devil can't have mine. I'm going to hold on to what I got. I'm going to tell God I love you, my God. Is there anybody in the house that know that God is right there by your side? Somebody ought to tell Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that when I was going through my trouble, when I was going through my pain, when I was going through my suffering, you was right there late in the midnight hour. You was right there early in the morning. You was right there when I didn't have a dime in my pocket. You was right there. You feed me when I get hungry. You clothe me when I get naked. You make a way out of no way. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. Anybody come to thank their God as we celebrate the birth of Christ? Know that God will be right by your side. He's there all the time. And all the time. All the time. God is good. Tell that devil he's a liar. Get that devil off your back. Put that devil under your feet. For God I'll live, and for God I'll die. He is there all the time. Good times and the bad times. God is right there. In the same way that he blessed Job, he blesses us. Because he's the same God that Job dealt with. God does not change. All we got to do is trust in him. No matter what you're going through, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. He is still right there.